Well, in Turkey, several gunshots have been heard inside the Prime Ministry building in the capital Ankara. There are conflicting reports of what happened. Some sources say at least six people have been killed. They say the incident was an assassination attempt. However, Turkish media seem to be playing down the incident. They say a gunman fired blank rounds in the air near a cabinet meeting. They insist there were no casualties and that the attacker has been arrested. Some Turkish outlets removed reports of the shooting from their websites shortly after they were published. Well, joining us now from Idaho via Skype is Mark Glenn. He's with the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Glenn. Now, no matter what version of the events you might want to believe, it's still a very serious lapse of security, isn't it?
Yes, and you're exactly right. Whether it was a real assassination attempt or whether indeed, as the Turkish government is trying to claim, that the gunman was firing blanks, what it indicates is that there is an undercurrent of political instability in Turkey right now that would be extremely problematic and troublesome to the Erdogan government, given what is taking place between Turkey and Syria right now. There have been many mainstream news reports coming out of Turkey that have said that the Turkish people can see plainly that Erdogan is allowing himself and Turkey to be used as a proxy for the United States, for NATO, and for Israel in fomenting a war with Syria. The people are not happy about it. There have been massive demonstrations that have taken place in Ankara and in other cities in Turkey. And so this is a very problematic thing for Turkey right now. Whether this was a genuine assassination attempt or whether it was indeed, as Turkey is claiming, that they were just trying to, somebody was trying to intimidate the government. Either way, it is a very strong indicator as to what the undercurrent, the political undercurrent of the country is right now. And I think that this has got the Turkish government very, very nervous.
Well, it is quite clear that the government is trying to hush up the whole scenario, but it doesn't take a genius to realize that the situation and the spillover effects from Syria are quite serious. Do you think that it's too late for Turkey now to rectify the serious lapse of security, this instability they're seeing now from the spillover effects and its own policies with regards to Syria?
Well, whether it's too late or not is, in my opinion, is immaterial. The fact that the government has now pulled all of the news stories concerning this event off of the web, I tried to do a quick search myself to see if there was any relevant news that I could use for commentary tonight, and I was able to find none. So this is obviously something that they are afraid is going to catch fire. It's a very politically volatile time right now in Turkey. I think that the people there understand that that they are standing on the precipice of being used as the forward action with war against Syria. That, let's just call it for what it is. This is a war against Iran that may actually devolve into a war that would involve Russia and China. And I think that the Turkish people are wise to the ways of Erdogan and of his puppet government, and they don't want to have anything to do with it. So whether or not it is too late to do anything about it or not, I think is something that time is going to have to tell. But either way, I think that the initial reports indicate that there is something very, very serious brewing underneath the surface there in Turkey, and I think that this thing could have explosive events that may have repercussions that none of us, for all intents and purposes, were able to foresee.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Mark Glenn with the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement joining us there via Skype from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.